Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this morning. I do appreciate that. And making a trip into our studio this morning, Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Kathy Burwell. How are you, Kathy?
I'm good. A little tired, but I'm good.
You're just back from a business trip. A little bit late getting in last night.
Yeah, we had a conference in Long Beach, California, and so just got in at midnight last night, so a little bit jet lagged, but, you know, up and going.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have to go to a conference, California's not bad, right?
You know, Long Beach, I've never been there. I've been to LA and it's beautiful. It's really a wonderful place. And our hotel was across from the harbor there. And it was pretty cool. And it's just the best part is just getting to see all your peers from across the nation and all different sizes of chambers and, you know, learning some new ideas that we can bring back to Helena.
Yeah, we were chatting just real briefly before we started the show. I guess it's a good thing that, one, you get to sort of see what other people are doing
right.
And make sure that, okay, we're in line or we're ahead of where
right.
these other places are. But you can kind of steal some of those good ideas and say, you know
yeah.
what? I think there's a way to make that work in Helena.
Right. Well, you know, chambers don't compete. I mean, there might be a few areas where they have several chambers in a community. But so we call it ROD, rip off and duplicate. And so, you know, even if a big chamber's doing something, you can scale it down to your size chamber, or if a small chamber is doing it, you can scale it up. And I think you have to always be on the lookout for new ideas and, you know, keeping your chamber relevant and meeting the needs of business.
Yeah, well, I guess it's got to be fun, too, because things are going really well in many areas. For
right.
you and for the chamber. So it's got to be fun to go down there and go, look what we're doing. And
yeah.
watch people, you know, okay, now tell me more about this as they write everything down.
I know. I have about 20 people I have to send information to. They gave me their cards and said, send me information on that. And so that makes you feel good. That makes you feel like you're doing some really awesome things for business and like I say, keeping the chamber relevant and something that's valuable to the businesses.
Yeah, well, I mean, in businesses and business just in general, I mean, here in Helena seems to just keep happening,
yep.
right? I mean, it's very busy right now.
You know, things are kind of rocking in Helena right now. We may not be seeing quite as much commercial development and stuff that we've seen in some years, but, you know, the businesses that are here are really thriving well. I know our membership is just booming and things seem to be going well for business in Helena.
Yeah, I mean things are popping up. I mean that new the high speed car wash looks. I mean it looks like it's ready to open. I don't know inside.
Yeah, they've been testing it the last week, and so we're waiting to hear. I know that Town Pump wanted to do a grand opening with that, and so we're waiting to hear when they want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, it looks pretty slick, but it looks like it's ready. I mean, you look at it, and it looks like it's ready to go. So
yeah.
I expect we'll see something on that pretty soon.
Exactly. And of course, our other premier car wash in town, Woody's, mm-hmm. is getting a new facelift. So they're going to spiff up and look shiny and new again, too.
Yeah, so. And they're always busy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
and, you know,
you can't.
I don't know. I think the automated one will be really super cool. But on the other hand, you know, that personal touch of somebody going through mm-hmm. and really, you know, scrubbing your vehicle down like Woody's does is really, it's unique. It's unique.
Yeah, it's very cool. And there's also, it's that casino that's going up by Super One, right? Or is it something else?
Yeah, the Heidi's Casino, and I'm not sure who the owners of that are.
It's getting closer though. They have walls there now, and
yeah, they're
the Tyvek's
getting, they've
up
got it framed up, and I think they're now ready to finish it off on the inside.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff happening. Do we have any information about that Shopko building? Any official? I know there was sort of whispers.
We've heard lots of rumors of big national businesses looking at moving in there, but you know. Those are probably just rumors, and
sure.
you just never know. And those things take a lot of time, too, you know. Now, if you come in on the west, I just traveled out the west side of Helena the other day, and I was like, oh, what's that new building? There's a new building out there on the far west side, and that is Kohler Tire. They are expanding again. You know, they are just doing gangbusters. They built their they had their first location out there on the west side. Then they built a new one on the east side, on Highway 12. And they've grown so much they just cannot keep up with it all. So they built a new location right across the street from their original one there on Euclid. And Frank Kohler is an amazing young man. He just absolutely is. He must have amazing customer service to have that great a following and that much business.
Yeah, especially since we have as many tire places here in town, it seems like, as we do.
Exactly.
Anything.
I mean, I think in those kind of businesses, you do have to set yourself apart with excellent service and standing behind your products. I think he evidently does that. And, you know, he's very young. He's just in his 30s and he is doing gangbusters. He's doing exceptionally well.
Yeah. Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Kathy Burwell is our guest this morning. And sometimes for new businesses or new buildings to pop up, old ones have to go down. That Helena Industries building, that was a here today, gone tomorrow kind of deal.
That
came down really quickly.
Yeah. So that came down since I left, and I haven't seen it. I had a couple of texts from people, and, you know, it's kind of funny how Helenans are so protective of the past, and that's cool. But, you know, sometimes for progress, you have to have change. And you know, that wasn't a historic building. And there's going to be a beautiful, beautiful addition of a new bank for Farmers.
Yeah, Farmers is going in over there.
Right. And it's going to be a different concept bank. They're going to have things like a little microbrewery there. They're going to have, you know, like maybe a salon or different reasons for people to come to the bank. So there will be like little micro businesses attached to the bank.
Okay.
And it's kind of a new concept. So I think it's going to be really special. I look forward to seeing exactly how it comes together. And I know that SMA Architects is doing the design work on that. And so I'm sure it'll be really a special building.
I mean, that's interesting because it's almost the idea of a strip mall, but it's a smaller footprint. So you have to figure out a way to make that work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that banks have to set themselves apart because if you think about it, the traditional bank is kind of getting archaic. I mean, there's a great number of people who still go to all the banks to do their business, but, you know, probably the 40 and under
people
do it electronically.
Yeah.
They hardly ever see a bank unless they need a loan or, you know, need that kind of banking. And so, you know, people don't traditionally go to the bank. I know my son-in-law, the other day, he had a check to deposit and he just took a picture of it.
Yeah.
And he goes, "It's in."
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool. You know, I'm still old school. Of course, at the chamber, all of our checks are deposited electronically. But it is a different world now. And so I think it's great to see that these businesses are stepping up and adapting to that.
Yeah. Well, and there's also going to be a new a community theater over there in that area too, right?
At the old Helena Industries on Helena Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a small one, and I think it's the Montana Theater Company. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I think it's
the Playwrights Network is
Playwrights. Yeah, and it's gonna be like a small one for like 70, 80 people at a time, and you know sometimes those are the most fun and intimate types of experiences. Even Grand Street, I think they only hold 100 or 150 people at a time, and so that makes that experience a little more personable and you're up close to the action
so there's all sorts of new stuff coming. You actually have a groundbreaking for Farmers though coming up. Is it
right
tomorrow?
I think it is. Yes, the 19th. Is tomorrow the 19th?
Tomorrow is.
I've lost track.
You gotta figure
out
where you are.
I'm not sure what day it is. Is it Thursday?
Yeah, so groundbreaking out there. That's pretty crazy because last week that building was still there. Now you got a groundbreaking for the new building.
I was wondering how that was going to go. And we asked them if they wanted to borrow our shovels, and they go, "No, we're going to use a big shovel."
So we got a backhoe.
Yes, I think that's what they're going to do. But it'll be a little bit unique there too. But there's a lot going on in town, and things seem to be rolling right along. And a lot of lot of people coming to town for tourism right now, and I know our visitor center at the Chamber is really experiencing a lot of people, and we're kind of proud. We kind of revamped it and updated it, and
You put a facelift in, didn't you?
Yes, we did, and it was time, you know, and made it more welcoming to the visitors, and we had Mark LaRoe, who's a local photographer, bring his photos of Montana and display them. So it's really, you know, updated and looking nice. And so we're kind of proud of that. And we have the most amazing volunteers that work in there. You know, for a while there, we were getting great volunteers, but some of them were getting a little bit long in the tooth. How do I say that nicely? But now the ones we have, they're a lot of them are senior retired, but they're just so on top of it, and they really know what they're doing. We're very proud of what they do to promote Helena when people come in, and of course my staff is there to back up the visitor center too.
Yeah, and we mentioned that you have sort of a facelift, a little bit of a remodel there, and you're not the only one that's going on. Around town is we're not necessarily just adding new buildings, we're sprucing up the buildings we got. I heard CVS is getting ready to do a big
they're gonna redo the one on the
Center?
West side in the Lundy Center, and I think following that they're going to do the one over by Safeway.
Okay.
And you know, those show that they're here for the long haul, and right. that they're wanting to stay and reinvest in Helena. And so you always want to see people improving their businesses. And you know, I think I've seen a lot of businesses just doing a facelift and making the outside of their building look good. On the other hand, there's a few out there, just a reminder that even if it's the highway right away, if it's in front of your business and there's long weeds, maybe you ought to take a weed whacker out there and make it look better. I'm just saying, you know, I mean,
it
always amazes me that people won't do that. It take you, you know, half an hour to go out and just make it look better in front of your business. And, you know, I think sometimes people get caught up with, that's not my job.
Right.
But it is your job if it's making the front of your business look bad. So, yeah. You know, we hope that people will always look at your business like you were a customer. You know, drive by and go, oh, yeah, I ought to fix that up. Or,
that's
you know,
selling the home, right? Yeah, you want that curb appeal.
Exactly. You don't want to be looking old and tired. You want to be looking spruced up and ready for business.
That's why I'm on radio, so nobody can tell that I'm old and tired.
Oh, you look great.
We got to take a quick break, but Kathy's going to stick around, and we've got more Coffee Break coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley, and Kathy Burwell, the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, in with us this morning. We are talking sort of in that first half about businesses coming in, businesses sprucing up, and something we've talked about before, I guess, is when we start talking about, hey, businesses are expanding or new are coming in, our available workforce is pretty small still, and it's getting smaller, right?
It is. Yeah, I think we're hanging around between 2.3 and 2.6 right now this summer. You know, summertime it always drops. That's traditional. It always does because mm-hmm. of people going to work in the construction industry. But it's getting really tight, you know, and we're running between around 1,400-1,500 jobs open at any given time, and we have less than 600 people to fill those jobs. And of those 600, do they all want to work?
How many want a job?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Some of them, they might be eligible to work, but they don't want to work, or there's a reason they don't work. And so it definitely gets really tough. You know, that's the one thing that we're working on a lot in our workforce development is trying to attract more people here. But you know, coming from the national conference, I can tell you, so is everyone else. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a worker shortage. And so, you know, we definitely have to find that competitive edge, and we have to find the cool and sexy part of Helena to attract people here, which I think is really coming along. I mean, Helena's getting to be more cool. It's getting to be so that there's more to do in the evenings. It isn't like the streets roll up at 5 o'clock right. anymore. And there's, you know, and truly, if you're not finding something to do and you want to do something any night of the week, you're not really trying, because there is a lot. If you go to HelenaEvents.com, you can find stuff every night. I mean, it's just amazing what mm-hmm. goes on in this community. And so, you know, it is a cool place to live. We have more recreation than most places. I mean, everybody thinks Bozeman's cool, and I do because I went to school there. But on the other hand, all the people from Bozeman come here to go to the lakes.
Yeah, well, because there's too many people in Bozeman.
Yeah, they come here to ride on our bike trails. Mm-hmm. So Helena has a lot to offer that some of those other places don't. And I think our quality of life is so high here. I really, truly think we do have a lot to offer, but we got to convince people to come here and try it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's such a strange thing, really, because a community certainly wants low unemployment, right? We want everybody to have the jobs, and but community is a living organism, right? It has to grow, it has to change,
right.
And so it's almost like two things are fighting against each other,
right?
In that sense. But
and if you take some businesses, like I know Boeing plans to grow, you know, quite a bit in the next 2 or 3 years, as many as 100 to 200 new employees. Those are high-end jobs. They will bring people in from other areas,
sure,
because they pay enough, and then those people will be making enough money that they can build or buy homes. So those are really good jobs for our economy. But some people don't have that luxury or the funds to attract people from a long ways away. And so it's much more difficult, especially a job that's say, under $12 an hour or under. Those are really difficult to...
Yeah, and that's where housing comes in
yeah.
to play, right?
And then if they can't get affordable housing,
right.
which, you know, Rocky Mountain Development's doing the 85-unit new development down by the fairgrounds or over in that area off of Henderson. And
yeah. What's the time frame on that? Do we
well,
know?
Well, I think they'll start completing some of those units within a year. I mean, mm-hmm. within, I don't know how long, if they'll open them as they build them or if they wait till the whole thing's done.
Yeah,
or
sure.
I'm not sure how that works. But I also got a request from them for a letter of support for another grant. So they're looking to do more. We need between 400 and 500 units.
Right.
To meet the demands of what we need for Helena right
now. Yeah, because as soon as those are ready and open, they're going to be filled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and then you got to remember, some of our affordable housing in Helena needs to be updated and remodeled or replaced. I mean, so some of it's getting very old. Some of that stuff was built in the 60s, and it has not been updated greatly. So that's not good. You don't want people to have to live
right.
in that, you know.
But that seems to be almost the number one hurdle as far as you attracting people to Helena, because Helena's got so much going for it that
right.
it's sort of like, you know what, yes, I'd love to go there, but where would I live? So that's the number
yeah.
one hurdle, and it seems like it's being addressed.
Well, and it is
at least
some
in,
ways.
In small part.
People are getting creative. Like some of the hotels have brought people in from other countries to work in their hotels, and they have to take a few rooms out of service and make them almost like dormitories so that they can have housing for them, because otherwise they can't afford to have them here. But that's, you know, to get a lot of Americans don't want to do some of that hard physical work. And so that's what they're faced with is
yeah.
trying to bring in people who do want to work that hard and appreciate a good job like that.
Well, and we do have the apartments going up also over there by Walmart as well. It
yeah.
looks like they're continuing
yeah.
to
and
add.
I wouldn't really classify those as affordable. I mean, they're not unaffordable,
right,
but
right.
I mean, you
it's
know, when you think
middle.
Of affordable housing, you think of housing that's adjusted to people's income. These are probably medium priced
right.
Apartments, but they're very nice and a little bit more upscale. And they're going to build all the way up to the highway department there. So the building that the Montana Chamber is in now will be gone, and they're going to build solid units right up to the Montana Highway Patrol right there by Walmart.
Yeah.
So it's going to, you know, it's continues to grow. And I think you're going to see stuff happening out on the South Interchange. You know, we have a lot of room to grow out to the east, towards East Helena. And I see a lot of new homes going up. And I think, right now, the to buy a house, my daughter and her husband are trying to get, they just moved here, and they're trying to buy a house. And it's so expensive. And there's not enough houses on the market that are affordable.
They go very, very quickly.
Yeah, if you're looking for a $400,000 home or greater, there's homes. But the ones, you know, 350 and under are really hard to find.
We've got a couple that are for sale in our neighborhood, Kathy.
There you go.
I'll pass them along to you.
There you go.
It's a nice little neighborhood.
It's really hard, you know, especially for young couples to get into a house and be able to afford it and not be house poor. They want to live good too, you know. You know, the last time I looked, there was like 420 houses on the market. So it's not like there aren't any houses. And I think sometimes, you know, I would recommend working with a realtor, of course.
Sure.
Because they sometimes know about a house before it is listed. So if they have a house come on board that and they haven't, it hasn't been out there, because some of them are going in within 3-4 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's they'll have one of the houses my daughter and her husband were looking at. It within 2 days had 4 offers.
We had 2 houses down. Some friends of ours moved out, moved a little bit farther out of town, and I think it was about the same. It was like 2-3 days. All of a sudden, there were 2 new vehicles in the driveway. They had, I think, a VA loan. The new folks, and so they were able to get in really quickly, and it went from, hey, they just moved out, to new people are there inside of probably 3 days.
Well, there was a house that I knew of up on the upper, it'd be the south side, kind of up by the Capitol and southeast side maybe, and, you know, it was a nice enough home, but I mean, just, you know, from 1960s and kind of updated, you know, not a very big home, about 1,800 square feet. They listed it for $270,000 and had multiple offers and sold it for $300,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is still needed updating. It's still, you know, it's kind of crazy how that market is. It's a seller's market right now.
One thing, we got about 5-6 minutes left. I wanted to ask you about, or at least maybe just mention to folks, because we're sort of talking numbers and trends and that sort of thing. The economic trend booklet is available at your place now, isn't it?
Yes.
For 2019. So if people are wanting to sort of dig into these numbers a little bit themselves, they can do that. And that thing is free just to pick up.
Right. They can just stop by the visitor center and pick one of those up. And, you know, those are really nice to send out if you have people that want to move here and they want to know some of the data. We send them out to business inquiries, the Montana Business Assistance Connection, MBAC. They send them out and use them to, that's a cooperative effort between them and the chamber. And it's good data that people like to know, you know, the numbers.
Yeah.
And
you can meet some of the great volunteers, because you have great volunteers out there.
That's right.
Are you still looking?
Right.
I know last time you were here, you were saying, you know what, we could use a couple more volunteers to come in and help. Did we get enough?
We can always take a few, especially to sub, you know, because sometimes people have things come up and they can't make it in. But we do have a pretty full schedule. But
good.
If someone is interested, it's fun. You just meet all kinds of new people and it's an enjoyable place to work.
Well, you're a smiling face, right? That's
what
you are.
Yeah, there
you
go. Well, my whole staff is very welcoming, and I think that we make it pretty pleasant for the volunteers, and you know, we make sure they have snacks and
There's snacks,
you know, and
I might talk to Stuart.
Coffee and
if there's
tea
snacks,
and
Stuart might be willing to go and help you out if there's
there
snacks
you go.
Involved.
There you go.
I heard we've got a couple minutes left, and I do. I don't know if you can say anything or if we know anything officially, but I heard there's a new restaurant coming out like Euclid Way, or a restaurant moving out
right,
that way.
Right.
Can we say anything yet?
I have not been able to.
Or do we even know anything official?
No, I think they're it's a family restaurant, and so they're maybe splitting the restaurant up. I'm not sure exactly what the details are on it. But it is a restaurant that's been here a long time, and they're looking to move into Emiliano's, which is a good location. It's kind of a small location, but it's still, you know, it was very popular when Emiliano's was in there. So
and another offering on the West End, which is... A good thing.
The West End seems to be kind of blooming a little bit lately, and you know, they've got some good restaurants over there now, and fast food that they haven't had when Burger King went in there, and you know, before that they just had Hardee's, and so you know,
And the early bird out there. We were out at the early bird the other day, and it's fantastic in that new place.
Yes, it is. It is. The early bird is a unique experience. You know, it's just it's kind of like going back in time, but it's really good food.
Oh, and a lot of it.
Yeah.
You're not going to leave the early bird. If you leave the early bird hungry, you did it wrong. That's what's going on out there. Before we leave, Kathy, we've got a 20 under 40 announcement coming up pretty soon.
You know, the Chamber last year partnered with the Independent Record on the 20 under 40 announcements and recognition. And I have to tell you, you can't even believe the amazing nominations that were submitted. There was so many of them, too. It was so hard between the Independent Record and the Chamber to sort that down and come up with the top 20. And so those will be announced in the paper. I want to say on the 28th or 9th, somewhere at the end of the month. And then we have the recognition luncheon that anyone can come to on the 15th, the 15th of August at the Delta Hotels Colonial. And so... they can call the Chamber and sign up for that. I think they have notified the top 20, but they haven't announced them yet. So it's we just really embrace this event. I think it's so neat to see people at such a young age doing so much and accomplishing so much. I mean, that's what's going to drive our community forward, and we're just so proud of them.
Yeah, well, it's a great problem to have too many of those to choose from,
right? Oh, I know. I hated to cut some of them off of the list. I was like, oh, but this one's so good.
Right. Kathy says, this year it's a 21 under 40.
Yeah. It is really hard. You know, maybe we should do 40 under 40.
There you go. Just expand it. I like it. Kathy Burwell, she is the president. She is the CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. And I think she's, I don't know if you're going to work or if you're going to go home and take a quick nap now.
Oh, I got to go to work. You know, I got to catch up now. I've been gone for a few days.
There's a business after hours tonight,
yes,
right?
Business after hours at Northwest Drywall. And they have really thrown out the carpet. They want to really have a great event tonight.
Yeah.
So I believe they're right over here by Wayland Tire.
And so swing on by.
Yeah, so from 4 to 6, then, and that'll be a fun time.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.